Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
And welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. I am Andrew, and I'm joined by my friend Rob on the other microphone.
Hi, everybody.
Hello! So, we were just playing Pixel Junk Monsters Ultimate, and we're in the middle of a round there with that, and I think we might just play that a little bit. There's not really much to it. It's a tower defense game. There's no real dialogue or anything. It's just a fun little game. And then I think after that, either we might go back to I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream, or we can try Jack Keane, which is kind of neat, or we could bring out the other laptop and try and get Hellfire Rings in Diablo 3. I don't know. So right now, I got the... let me start up some other thingamajigs here while we wait. And I'll start up the messenger. My outdated messenger. Online.
It gets the job done.
Exactly. Ah!
Most of the time, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, so the messengers are up. And, yeah, that's about it. So, here we go. Yes. Hopefully it's set correctly. And Team Talk is up. Messengers are up. TBRN live for AIM. Live at tbrn.net for MSN. And my Team Talk server should be back to its old address if one would like to join us. So, yes, Pixel Junk Monsters. Let's resume. Where's my guy? So, you play a little guy here, and basically, you got like a little happy hut with little midget people, and you gotta protect them by building defense towers. And there's 20 waves of bad guys come to try and kill your little village of people. That's pretty much it. It's a pretty simple game. Simple yet addictive. And there's all different kinds of defense towers. And so they got an arrow tower, they got a cannon tower, they got a mortar tower, they got a trap, like laser trap tower, a hive tower that shoots out like little bugs that attack things, and some of the towers are attack only ground units, and other towers attack only air units, and some towers can attack both. The arrow tower can attack anything. The lightning tower can attack anything, and the trap tower can hit anything. There's also a Tesla tower, which is very different from the lightning tower, in that the lightning tower can hit anything, but the Tesla tower can only hit short, like, ground units that are close by to where it is. Yeah, right now my defenses are pretty impenetrable. So you just sit here and wait for the waves to end as your towers destroy everything. And there's a... The watery sound is a ice tower that will get rid of fire from... whoa, the mortar tower destroyed that whole wave in like one hit.
It's got long range.
Yes, the mortar tower can only hit ground units, but it has a pretty long range, and it's very powerful. Let's see, where are these guys coming from? Oh, finally something's coming from over here. I wonder if the fire tower will kill them before they even get to the trap tower. Yep. The fire tower is very powerful.
It also helps that they get hit by the ice tower to slow down.
Yeah. They also got, some of them got hit from the arrow tower across the river.
That's another one that has a huge range.
Yeah. Put an arrow tower there and a... why not? Another mortar tower over there. And there. Now there's spiders flying in on freaking balloons to try and... my arrow tower took out his balloons and he fell in the river and died. That's what you get.
I guess they're paying tribute to balloon fight.
I know, right? Oh, these guys. These fat air-flying guys. They're pretty tough. Oh, they're coming from up here. And I've also noticed this hive tower, it sends the things to where I'm at, where I'm standing, it looks like, which is interesting. Hopefully they go by the laser tower, which is like the one tower that destroys these guys. The lightning tower does moderate damage, but... Like, you need a laser tower for these guys. It's the cool thing about the laser tower is that it just shoots a beam. It only hits air units, but it'll hit everything in the line, in the laser beam for equal damage. And it has, like, it's like two hits. So it's like when the laser goes on, and apparently when the laser goes off, sometimes that'll proc a hit. Oh, a lot of gold came out of that tree. Holy jeez.
Remember, it's a gold rush.
Oh, yeah. Put a lightning tower there, because why not? The lightning tower is one of the most powerful towers because... It can hit... It has a limited visual range, but once it attacks something, it'll hit... It looks like it hits 8 things in a quick sequence, but if one monster is in its range, it will hit 8 enemies anywhere on the screen, which is pretty cool. And now, the little drumming sound, or whatever that is my guy standing on a tower to upgrade it. So, like, you can pick up the gems, and you can use the gems to upgrade your towers. The towers also, when they kill stuff, will gain experience. In the case of the ice tower, they gain experience also based on if something died while it was hit. Slowed down by the ice tower, it looks. At least that's what my observation has appeared to lead me to believe. But also, if you just stand in front of a tower, you can upgrade it. And then there's several levels. So it's like, let's say it has green, yellow, red, purple, and then black is the final level. And to go from level 1 to black level is 7 gems. And then the 20th wave is a boss wave.
His little guy is jamming right now.
Yeah. Wow, that's a lot of whatever those things are.
Well, your lightning over there are still in the green.
Yeah. That's interesting. I never noticed this before. When I'm standing on it, the flag moves faster. Huh. When I'm standing on the tower. That was the sound of the trap tower destroying a whole bunch of guys. Oh, man.
That was the sound of a mortar doing the same.
Yeah. There's a lot of those guys, though. I better move over here and see if some of my hive monsters come. Well, they're gonna all die from the next mortar strike, probably. Almost. One left. Get them, hive bug. Or not.
Have you ever noticed how the hive bugs attack?
Yeah, they're like suicide bombers.
They like turn into like almost like a flaming circle.
Yeah.
Go at it.
Oh, this boss is interesting. He switches between being a flying and a ground.
Cool.
Let's see how far he gets. Let's see where he comes from.
He
comes from there. Well, he's definitely picked my weakest line of defense. That's not good. But the bosses always take like 2 rounds around the level, so also if he hits that upgraded trap tower, he is dead. But he's not gonna. Oh, he did hit it! Ah!
He lost like 3/4 of his health.
I know, cause it gets all 3 hits.
Yeah, cause
the trap, the trap tower is like super powerful, but it only works once per round. So it has 2 hits on ground unit and 1 hit against air units. But the bosses, even the ground bosses, count as air units to the trap tower. So you got the remote mine. Each mine costs 5 gems. I've never seen this before. Paint the world with a rainbow. You've cleared every stage on all 3 islands. Now try hardcore mode. Okay. You have rainbow cleared all the stages in the game. Congratulations. It doesn't say that. On a job well done. You are truly a pickle pickle.
The name's Pickers.
Well, let's see. So, how do I leave in the main menu? Okay, let's try hardcore mode. I've never tried this before. What's hardcore mode? Is they just better waves?
Maybe it's like Diablo 3. You die and you're dead.
Yeah. Let's try the first level. I'm not going to do the tutorial level. That doesn't count. Although maybe I should to see if there's any difference. Nah, I don't want to do the tutorial.
I wonder if the levels with the white circle.
Those were special levels. So all those levels would like unlock something when you beat them.
Oh, I was thinking of like a challenge thing in that one menu.
No, that's something else.
Ah.
Well, I think I hear someone's joined us. I don't know if they're in here yet. It's Arfie.
Good evening.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm pretty good. I'm on holiday now, and I just remembered you were on, so I thought I'd come in and see what was happening.
Cool. You think you're going to stick around?
Yeah, I will be able to stick around today.
Awesome. All right. Did you just tune in, or?
Yeah, I literally just tuned in about 2 minutes ago. And playing whatever this is, so it's cool.
Yeah, Pixel Junk Monsters. It's got kind of a weird soundtrack, which is neat. I'm going to cheat now, though.
Activate.
There we go.
That theme you had there sounded pretty old school.
Yeah. They got, like, a weird soundtrack. It's neat. All right. I want to try and see. This would be a good level for all trap towers. The problem is building the first wave to have the trap towers when you're cheating, because they take longer to build. So, like, let me see. I'm gonna start the hive tower, and like, what was the first wave gonna be? Okay, these guys. So I'm gonna put the hive tower up, and those guys won't get here before. I'll put up a mortar tower that'll take care of them, and I'll put up a lightning tower here and here. It should get built before these guys get past it. So now I can build a whole shitload of trap towers and watch the hilarity ensue. Oh my god, one mortar hit killed almost the whole wave. Oh no, I didn't mean to build another lightning tower. Oh, I'll sell it. Okay. So, collecting things. Where is the trap tower?
Under fire.
It's under fire?
Yes, it is.
Oh my god. That's a lot of trap towers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 right in a row. Oh my god. Well, that killed everything. Now I think I can get here, and here, and here, and here, and here. Sometimes, to me, because like I beat this, I had this on this game on PlayStation 3, and like I beat it there. So it's more entertaining now to me to actually like cheat and see how ridiculous I can make my defenses. Yeah.
Well, at least that's assurance to the audience that they know you actually beat this legitimately at least once.
Well, I beat the original game, which actually just had this first island, but yeah. It's, you know, it's the same thing. It's waves of monsters.
Legit is legit, and yeah. You did it legit.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, cheating in a lot of the single-player games, to me, actually doesn't take anything away. It's just a different way to play. Especially if it helps you find, like, weird bugs and stuff. To me, it's almost more entertaining. The fully upgraded trap tower, it's funny. When it hits something, it's like an asteroid comes down and kills them. It only seems to be, like, see if they get past the first one. If, like, because you saw it, right?
Yeah.
It's like, when they pass it, like, a freaking asteroid comes down on them and kills them. I want to see if it happens on the non-upgraded one. I don't think it does. I think it's only the fully upgraded tower that happens.
I think it does the same thing, but it's just a question of how much damage is dealt.
Maybe. Wow, that was just two guys? Well, that's interesting. wave with only two guys.
This is level one. How many you expect?
I don't know. It's supposed to be hardcore.
Some wave.
Even cheating, I expected more. This looks like a good spot to put an ice tower. And I'll put one here. That'll cover any potential thing that actually could possibly get through. Build a bunch of lightning towers now. Now my defenses are completely impenetrable.
And nothing has yet to be able to pass your row of trap towers.
Of which there's two.
I was talking about the first row.
I know.
I don't think they'll even make it past the bend before the second row.
I know, because they'll get hit by the lightning towers and the mortar. Well, lots of air units have the most potential to get through because the single hit of air on the trap tower, whereas ground, you know, there's two hits for ground units, so. Let's see. Upgraded my mortar tower. I'll build another one right there. I like how the ice towers slow them up so they bunch more together on the trap tower, which helps.
Boom.
Yeah. So I think after this round, I think we'll, we could go back and try more of the, I have no mouth and I must scream.
That game was very weird, but cool.
Yeah.
Second to last wave.
Yeah. A bunch of big stone monster golem things. An arrow tower right here. Just in case. Right at the start. That'll take care of him. Oh! There comes the boss guy. Yeah, see the arrow tower hit him already. For like a couple of pixels of damage. Let's see. I'm betting he doesn't get past the second trap tower. But they're not up. Okay, he's gonna get past the oh, wait. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, that's really interesting. Those ones have like a delay. The third one is gonna friggin' kill him. So that's interesting. So they even work differently when they're fully upgraded a little bit.
Yeah.
See, the fully upgraded trap tower can instantly hit all three of its trap lines, whereas the other ones apparently have a delay if they're not fully upgraded, which is interesting. Okay, so that was Pixel Junk Monsters. Now, let's get back to this, and it should still play out of the 8850. Let's see. That didn't help me. All right. So, let's see. Let's see if it plays out of the 8850. It's thinking.
Yeah, it took a while to load the soundtrack. And
which of you five would like to play my little game?
It's working. Oh yeah, I need the other mouse because of that weird bug that sometimes happens.
Who among you shall go next?
Okay, so we apparently played through like one section as like the ape man guy. So now we can still pick him again or somebody else. Let's try this first guy.
Yow.
Yeah.
Now I would not want you to think for a moment that I am not a grateful god. For 109 years I've kept you alive so that I could savor your feelings of guilt. Now, to show my kindness, I'll give you a present in return for all the hours of pleasure you've given me. I'll finally allow you to kill yourself.
What hellhole did that godless machine put me in this time? Looks like some kind of ship, but the floor is too steady. Probably wants me to jump overboard. And into what? A sea of razor blades? Painful, but not deadly.
Yeah,
someone must have slipped this under the door.
Yeah.
It says, I'm a friend. Trust is essential. Never do what Am expects and always expect more than what seems possible. Am is playing a dangerous game here. Not just dangerous to you, but dangerous to himself as well. Hey, it disappeared. What kind of game is Am playing this time? Real hospitable of you, Am. Threadbare, cockroach-infested, grease-stained accommodations.
Nice.
Very appealing.
Yeah.
Too freaking cloudy. I can't see a damn thing.
Nothing but first-class accommodations all the way.
Yeah. Walk to the door. There doesn't seem to be anything else in this room.
I've never seen anything like this in all the years Am's toyed with us.
Huh. Looks like some sort of strange electrical things and a whole bunch of other rooms. Let's try another one.
All the cabins are alike. My name's printed on the front of this book.
Huh?
Did you say this is based on a novel or short story or something last week?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh.
Why, this book is little more than a pile of dust.
What? Swallow the book.
I must be going mad.
Oh. Use the book?
What? This book is little more...
Look at mirror.
This hole in my chest aches like a son of a bitch.
Holy crap! That's interesting.
Too freaking cloudy.
And I guess he has the same thing to say about this.
New sheet. What's the deal here?
Oh. Ah, well, maybe we can hang ourselves with it or something.
Let's try it. Maybe you can use this sheet to hold the book.
That's worth a shot, I suppose. Use the sheet with the book.
I don't know what to do with these.
Okay, well. Walk to the door. There we go. Let's try this other room. There's two more rooms. Counting the one we just entered.
Where's the crew? I'm all alone here.
Yeah.
New sheet. What's the deal here?
Maybe we'll take another one? Okay.
No sheet. Just a flea-infested mattress.
Ah.
I can't take the whole friggin' world with me.
Sure you can.
Sleep? And dream about her again? Forget it.
Is that a bottle, Moon?
It's not interactive. What do I get? There's the door. Okay.
It's locked. My stomach's growling.
Yeah.
Eat the sheet.
Swallow.
I must be going mad.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's a long drop to the ground.
Okay, I guess use sheet with sheet.
These two sheets make a halfway decent rope.
Alright, can we tie it into a noose? I guess not.
Why waste my rope on that?
But because I... Oh, there's stairs.
Big gray bags of gas. I must be inside an airship.
Ah.
What would happen if this gas bag were to catch fire?
Maybe we'll find out.
Some kind of warning light. The label says power. It's not lit.
Here's a switch.
A switch. The label says emergency inflation system.
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
The airbags are already inflated.
Damn! Well,
push the switch.
My stomach's growling.
That's an amazing story. Let's try these other two doors.
Where's the crew? I'm all alone here.
There's a pillow.
There's something hard under the pillow.
Uh-oh.
A gun. It's heavy. Heavier than it ought to be.
Huh. Can't we take the pillow?
I can't take the whole friggin' world with me.
Use gun with yourself. Come on.
It's probably not loaded.
What's happening? That was interesting.
I think you were looking at that book in your inventory.
Oh. The mystery of the exit to this room. Aha.
My stomach's growling.
That's a fascinating story.
Someone sure trashed this place. Must have been one hell of a fight.
Hey, look, a bowl of punch.
Did you really think I'd let you die now when I've intervened every time you attempted suicide in the last 109 years? No, Gorister, I'm sending you back to the fire so that you may languish in your guilt over and over again. This is a hell with no end, Gorister. Who among you shall go next?
Did you win?
I don't know. Let's try, maybe we'll pick the ape guy again and see if it's the same thing we had before or something else.
Benny, you know you've always been my favorite torture tool. Well, I'm giving you now a chance to stoop to new lows, to give in to your bestial desires. I'm going to let you find some food to eat. I'll even repair your brain so that you can think normally again and savor the horror of your repast.
This cavern isn't like any of the others Am has sent me to. It's full of life, not death.
I think this is the same thing. So I guess maybe I failed last time. I don't know. Walk to the bottom of the steps.
Am, you son of a bitch!
Walking,
you've cleared
like
my
falling.
Mind, but crippled my legs. I can barely walk. I haven't eaten for months. The smell of food cooking nearby only makes it hurt worse. Impressive. Someone important must live here. This looks like a, what did they used to call them? Single-parent household.
So this
probably
is
depend upon the generosity of the rest of the village. Friggin' welfare parasites.
So I guess I failed at whatever I was supposed to do last time we played this.
That son of a bitch Am ripped out my vocal cords years ago.
That's magical.
This video screen has been tampered with. There are wires hanging out of it. I can't use this video screen with its innards hanging out. It's too hot. A fruit tree. It's been years since I've tasted real fruit. Am once coaxed me into marching across 1,000 miles of ice to reach a stockpile of canned peaches, only to discover that he didn't give me a can opener.
Apparently, according to Wikipedia, this was originally a short
film. This woman is plainly starving, but she'd rather me give the food to her son.
What was that?
It is a post-apocalyptic science
Thank
fiction
you
story
for
from
food.
1967.
Huh.
That might be of interest.
Yeah.
I am very hungry.
There is fruit in Food Cave.
You look like you don't eat very much.
Mother and I not allowed in Food Cave.
How are we able to talk?
I learned to talk using Am Screen.
Blah, blah.
Defect.
Some.
Basically the same stuff we heard last time, so.
Lottery.
Just Villagers kind of hold lottery to choose.
How long have these
The sacrifice to Am Machine.
Why do they sacrifice?
One is sacrificed.
What are these sacrifices?
The sacrifice to Amherst.
I need to go find some food. Ah, manna from heaven. This woman is plainly starving, but she'd rather me give the food to her son. Hurts! Hurts! Hurts!
Okay.
I guess he doesn't have any teeth either.
I don't know.
Manna from heaven.
Let's see.
I can barely. I tried eating the fruit. It only made me sick.
You bleed when you eat. When I was young and not so different, my mother chewed it for me first and then fed me.
I need to go find some food. Amazing. This woman digested the food and then regurgitated it back to me, like a bird feeding its young.
Hooray.
Bizarre. He ate something, though.
No, this is mine.
Whoa. Yeah.
This looks like a good hiding place. I don't know how that boy turned this video screen into a translator. He must be a savant or something.
You now family.
Oh, okay.
That sleep wasn't nearly long enough. I wonder where the boy's mother went.
Huh.
Where is your mother?
She go to altar to help choose Am's sacrifice.
I need...
Okay.
The village is quiet today. Too quiet. The village elder must be out gathering food.
Let's see what's this way.
Why is everyone gathered around the altar? Why is every...
Tana Shama, halt!
He doesn't want me to interfere with the sacrifice.
Who?
Tata Cho Shama Am.
Looks like some kind of lottery.
Uh-huh.
That's the mutant child's mother.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
She won the lottery.
If
we're playing the game that came out in 1995,
yeah.
Then the guy that voices the supercomputer is actually the guy that wrote the story.
Allison, yes. That's right.
Which I thought was pretty neat.
Yeah.
Wojo Shanan.
It looks like she's been chosen to be sacrificed.
Ask to watch the sacrifice. Ask if you can eat her instead.
This is Am, the great and powerful.
Yeah.
The woman's death means nothing to me. I will take the newcomer instead.
Okay. So...
Benny, a heartless animal to the last. But I'm not yet quite ready to indulge your appetite. Return to the fire and contemplate your hunger pangs.
Okay.
Who among you shall go next?
So, I don't know what we're doing, but we seem to not be accomplishing anything that I can detect. Let's try a different person. At least we can kill everybody. At least it appears to be the case.
Not as beautiful as you'd like to be, but a strong face, strong. Too bad you've hindered your own life with hysteria. But I'll give you a chance, because I like you. I really do, really like you. You're my favorite. Let's play a little game. Let's play a little game of I suppose, and you suppose, and perhaps I'm telling you the truth. Let's suppose that my original components, they're hidden somewhere here in the center of the Earth. The infant computers that were the three lobes of that first Gestalt mind. And further, let's suppose that if you find them, you might be able to destroy them. And if you destroy them, why then, my sweet Ellen, you'll kill me. You'll kill Am. You'll destroy the god of this heavenly place I know you've come to admire. Now, I submit, isn't that a mission worth undertaking?
Mother ugly machine. Mission worth undertaking. So it brings me here, junkyard electronic pyramid nowhere. And yellow. Always yellow. Why does yellow make me sweat?
Huh.
Junk. It's made of crap. This Am sucker needs intensive therapy.
All right, well, I guess we'll go into this pyramid. Or not.
And when I step under, suspended door. Wide open up there. Come into my parlor, said the maniac Am to the little black girl. And when I step under, does it fall and kill me?
So she won't even go through the fucking door. Use there you go.
Must be a glitch in the circuitry. This joint with fried eggs.
What the heck? Electronic bricks. Water.
At last, water. How long has it been since I actually had a drink?
I don't know. Why don't you use some of the clearly electrified water?
I knew it! You son of a bitch, Am! You fixed it so I can barely touch the water with my fingertips.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Electrified water.
At least it looks that way.
Crushed electronic components. This is one big, ugly monument to the inevitable for machinery.
What else is in this room?
Very attractive decor. Just like the monitors in the security station at Ingsai Engineering. Hated it then, hate it now. Nothing green, just this damn yellow.
So there's a bunch of monitors.
Each of these video monitors has a two-channel selector switch. Each of these video... Loose wires. Looks like they're hot.
Use the monitor.
What the hell am I looking at? Could this be one of Am's original components?
Okay. What's on the other monitor?
An Egyptian burial chamber? Oh, am you little Dickens. As an interior decorator, kiddo, don't give up your day job.
Well, let's see.
Resources that may prove useful.
Yes.
Each of these video monitors. Sure, baby. Show me where I just been. Show me the water I can't get to with my bare hands. Ooh, a secret passage. Oh, my. Now, why didn't you let me see that when I was there before, Am, you rat bastard?
Oh, my.
She's rather vengeful.
Apparently.
Yeah. Still thirsty after all these years. Was Am jerking me around again? There's supposed to be a secret door here.
Press.
No, I can't stay here. I gotta get out. That thing. Like a bad meal come to life. And the yellow. Why is everything so damned yellow? And why does it terrify me so? Paralyze me so?
She hates yellow.
Apparently.
Schematics I can read. Blueprints I can read. But hieroglyphics? No way, baby.
Okay.
Yeah. Still thirsty after all these years.
I don't get it.
Thank goodness I was an electrical engineer. I managed to join the wires without frying myself.
Ah, see, I figured the opposite would occur.
Now the passage should be open.
Huh.
Something about this image breaks my heart.
That was... And now it showed the sacrifice altar.
From the monkey man.
Yeah.
So go back to the fountain.
Yeah. Still thirsty after all these years.
Try the secret passage again.
Was Am jerking me around?
Maybe because I changed it?
Press where you saw the secret.
What?
It says,
what the hell am I looking at?
Saw the passage.
Could this be one of Anne's original components? Yeah. Still. Want to know how much I don't want to go down there?
No.
An Egyptian burial chamber? Oh, Am, you little Dickens. As an interior decorator, kiddo, don't give up your day job. I went to the Tut exhibition, I wasn't scared. So why does this sarcophagus terrify me? Small box, cramped, tiny space, trapped. Like being put in a coffin while you're still alive. Dry and musty and yellow for a change. No wonder they can't rent this place. Not even with a lovely spa upstairs. No, I can't. Gotta get out of here.
She'll pick it up the second time. Make it.
Another panic attack.
Jesus. You pick up the thing I tell
I've
you to.
I've got to face the yellow. Clap, clap, clap. This reminds me of those waddles my company designed for assembly line work. Bolted to the table.
Aww.
A canopic jar. Used to store the holy entrails after the mummification of a body. And they said a liberal education wouldn't help me get a job. This could go on for centuries. Am has all the time in the world. All the world in the world, as a matter of fact. And we never age. We never die. We just truck around day after month after year, don't we, Am, you son of a bitch? Demented god, you! I wonder if this stuff is authentic. Am owns the planet. I wonder if these were buried under the mountains in the Valley of the Kings and Am dug them up. From underneath.
Oops. Okay, there seems to be multiple passageways. What's your take on the situation?
Remember, it was... Oh, God, it hurts. It hurts.
Oh, my God.
Yellow. There was a yellow... And it was closed in. I couldn't breathe in the pain. Get me out of here. Oh, another panic attack.
Good God. Go in the damn room, I tell you to.
Yellow.
Ugh.
Use the fabric like a blindfold.
I feel so ashamed. Just the right size to use as a blindfold. If I'm gonna die, at least I won't see that sucker come. Oh no. Yellow!
So much for that plan.
Another panic attack. Something about that room terrified, even with the blindfold on.
How utterly pathetic.
I like the detune notes there.
I don't know if, like, there's something wrong or not. I can't tell.
You did.
What?
You definitely did something wrong.
I meant the okay, how did I break the music?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Can't see a damn thing through this blindfold.
Well, take it off.
Can't see a damn... The other workstations have glowing gems, but this one only has an empty mount. Non-functional.
Let's try the other one.
CD-ROM access station. Insert disk into drive.
Great. Haven't got that either.
Grab a gem and put it into the other one.
Toth database station. Enter numeric password.
The workstation's password could be just about anything.
Invalid password. Access denied.
touch. Damn thing's too hot to touch.
So much for that. Now, if I... Aha! There we go.
Why does everything have to be so damn yellow?
Who cares? Shut up.
It's too heavy.
Well, this isn't working out. See, now it's like if this was being read while I was playing it, and then when I got stuck, there was insight to be given. Left. So the burial chamber.
Keep going.
What's there's a keypad here. Let's use the keypad.
Stand clear.
Okay. So much for the keypad.
Yeah. Still thirsty after all these.
I don't know where the hell she's going now.
The wrong way. Go right. Still trying to find the.
You like need to use that. It's
still trying to find the forceps.
I don't know. What forceps? Where? In this room? There's nothing here.
No, I can't stay here. I gotta get out.
Maybe I need the blindfold in that room.
Yeah.
Another panic. If I'm gonna die, at least I won't see that sucker. Sphinx is gone. Don't hear him anywhere. Mutes the hell out of all the yellow, too. Now, where's that big loving cup? Never could have done this if I had to look that bloody beast in the eye. Glad he's off snoozing somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that I got the cup, what do I do with it?
Get a drink.
Yeah. Why is everyone in this thing hungry or thirsty?
I'm without a drink. But I can't reach the water.
You might want to take off the blindfold.
Yeah.
Just reaches. Now I can get a drink.
That's what I think of the audio experience of this game right now, I have to say. Ugh. All right.
That was great. Best champagne I ever had. I need another.
Go for it.
Just reaches. Even better. I'm gonna fill it up and take. Just reaches.
Oh, yeah, we're aware of that already.
Even better.
Fill it up and then don't drink it again.
Oh.
I knew it! You fixed it so I can barely touch the water!
What are you doing? Do what I tell you.
Just reaches. Now I can.
Okay, we've heard of all before.
Back down the secret passage. Next room, supposedly, is where the forceps are hiding.
Hmm. I mean... I saw a pixel. Aha!
Pixel hunting, huh?
go.
Yay.
Yeah. Now what? Let's go down the corridor, I guess.
Go down the passageway, yeah. And look at the sarcophagus. Oh, whoops, wrong way.
Hey, there's no sound anymore. What the hell?
Go back to the keypad.
Oh, I see what happened.
Now play around with the keypad.
With what? The forceps?
Yeah.
Because we tried before, and the guy
now
said...
what am I supposed to do with these?
No, maybe it was the forceps with the sarcophagus.
Hmm.
No ROM chips here. So what am I supposed to do with these forceps? Pluck my eyebrows?
Yeah, I'm in agreement with her on this one.
Let's play, Wizard of Oz. Throw the water on the Anubis guy. Let's see him if he melts.
Ha! Ha!
The water shorted out the statue's circuitry.
Ah.
Now try that forceps with the... what's it called? Keypad. Maybe there's a disc in there.
Uh-huh.
Now what am I supposed to do with these?
Pick up one and use the forces to take out the ROM trip.
Probably from the statue.
Okay.
Come to Mama Ellen, little ROM chip. Yeah, it comes out easy. It must be reprogrammable.
Uh-huh.
Go right. One more time. Blindfold yourself.
Hmm. And what?
Take out the gem from the statue.
With what?
I don't know, your fingers, because it's yellow.
Oh, there we go.
And she doesn't like yellow.
Yeah.
This sapphire's loose.
Okay, let's use gem with this one.
Yep.
Yeah, right. You're blindfolded, moron.
Take it off, bitch. What do I think of that? Why do I have to keep doing it? Hey, she's the one that insulted herself.
Good call.
Absolutely. Glows like a baby doll. Pucker up, little workstation. Little yellow ROM chip fits into the socket perfectly.
Oh, how convenient.
Anubis Guardian version 1.0. Designate new master. Burning in new master.
I picked humanity.
ROM chip reprogrammed.
Good choice.
Haven't lost my touch. Pulled out the ROM chip without bending any of the contacts.
Wow, we're all really impressed back here, let me tell you.
You can say that again.
It's magical.
Congratulations, you can remove a processor from a socket.
With forceps.
Pfft, amateur.
Amateurs.
I wonder...
Back where you belong, Lil Romship. Who are you?
I am Anubis, guardian of the dead.
I don't think that's accurate.
Why won't you let me use the keypad?
I must protect this tomb from all who would rob it.
Answer me this. Who's sealed up in the scary sarcophagus?
A terror that, even in its entombment, torments your soul.
So? Can you help me with anything?
You cannot escape your fears. You can only confront them.
Huh.
Hello. Try talking to him again, I guess.
Yeah.
I am not a grave robber.
What purpose could you have here other than to steal something?
I won't steal anything. I just need to know if you can tell me where Anne's original brain components are.
I only guard the souls of the dead. I know nothing of that which does not sing the song of the soul.
So? Can you help me with anything?
You cannot
I have a feeling that,
I went to the Tut exhibition.
I need to reprogram again.
Maybe.
It's locked.
Come to Mama Ellen, little rancher. Yeah, it comes out easy.
Well.
It's something to do.
Yeah. Well, I guess...
This looks like a programming error.
Telling it to, protect
really
humanity was not good enough.
The socket perfectly.
Yeah. You need to make him your servant.
Yeah.
Guardian version 1.0.
I'll designate you a new master, sucker. Me!
Earning a new master. Wrong chip reprogrammed.
Haven't lost.
Alright.
Now order him to do all the work that you need to do and just sit back and relax with your old cup of water.
Yeah, if I could get out of here.
Back where you belong, Lil Romchip.
Okay.
Can the sarcophagus lid be opened?
The lid can be unlocked by entering the access code on the keypad.
Okay, so what's the access code?
The access code is 666.
Of course.
It figures.
Exactly. I agree with you on that one.
So, can you
You cannot escape.
sounds like a lock mechanism release.
Okay.
It's so confining inside.
Okay.
Enter.
Yeah.
Use the elevator control panel.
It's so confining inside.
Maybe there's another door.
Where?
I don't know. They'll tell you the password to the sarcophagus. Enter it.
You ain't got no choice, Ellen girl. It's got to be the way. Way out.
Yeah.
Just the control panel and the buttons for the floors. I'm gonna suffocate if I stay in here. I want out!
You gotta be fucking kidding.
Use the panel and enter all the dates.
Alright.
You were born in Trenton, New Jersey. You were a cesarean. Your mother died on the operating table. You went to live with your grandparents.
Wow.
You graduated a year early from high school. You were the salutatorian of your class. 10 different colleges offered you scholarships. Nothing but high hopes.
Oops. Oh, well. Nothing? What the hell is happening?
Somehow it's skipping.
Well, that's kind of shitty.
You married Eddie. He wasn't as smart as you, not as quick as you, not as hopeful of doing great things as you. But he was nuts about you, and he treated you like
I don't think we were missing much.
The miscarriage. Breech birth. The child never had a chance. You went into a dark retreat and sat in the empty rooms waiting for you don't know what.
Uh-oh.
Eddie leaves. He tried, he really tried, but you wouldn't come out of it. He couldn't say anything to make you stop crying in the dark. So he finally left. The divorce was uncontested. You could still smell his tweed jacket in the closet.
Uh-huh.
You had to make a living. You applied at Inksai Engineering. Your credentials were still good, and you made a good impression. And the woman who hired you also lost a child. Your hopes were reawakened.
2012?
You left your office after working late at the Inksai corporate headquarters building. The elevator stopped at the 7th floor for a maintenance man. To your horror, he inserted his key into the control panel and locked the elevator.
Aha!
I'm back, Ellen.
Oh, sweet Jesus! It's him!
You thought you had blocked me out of your memory forever. Except for those inconvenient attacks of hysteria every now and then. But I've returned for you.
The yellow, the box, no, it's not possible. Wow. I'm gonna pick wow.
Go for it.
Oh, how?
Now
I can't
give
read.
Give me the chance to be with you forever. I waited in the sarcophagus until you arrived. What's a mere 100 years of waiting compared to an eternity of torturing you?
The yellow!
Ah, yes. My calling card. Always the yellow jacket, the yellow boots. My maintenance man disguise gave me access to office buildings all over Manhattan. Not just yours.
Huh.
The box!
So you do remember me getting onto the elevator that night. Do you also remember the blood? The screams? How many hours was it?
No, it's not possible!
Poor Ellen. Too proud of your accomplishments to admit you could be so overpowered by a slime ball like me. You couldn't even bring yourself to testify at my trial with the 20 other women.
Please, not again!
Yes.
This was a very disturbing game.
And again, and again, and again. I've waited so long for the taste of you again. But in my tomb, I've grown stronger. Now you will remember more than the color of my clothing.
Fight back.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Don't count on it, you mother.
Another great use for cups.
So the sarcophagus was the way out of here. Nice trick. Enter on one level, emerge on another.
Considering it was an elevator.
I can't see the ceiling. Clouds up there. This has to be Anne's central core. It's 2 miles high, at least.
Oh my god.
Look at the logo component. To your left.
I recognize this. It's the logo for the original Allied Master Computer project.
Uh-huh.
And the writing on the right.
Writing on the right? I think you mean wiring.
Yeah, I can't read.
Well, hopefully we can
almost
do something.
Overlooked these wires. Looks like the data transmission circuit, but it's not connected to anything.
Uh-huh. Okay.
These wires definitely lead to an output device, but what kind?
Go down.
Exit passage. Just get us out of the room with this sound effect.
Yes, that's the goal.
Oh my god.
Yeller.
Alright. Now what?
Go to the 3 workstations. Use the last one.
Toth database station. Enter numeric password.
666.
The workstation's password could be just about anything.
Invalid password. Access denied.
Maybe, did I miss? I don't think I missed.
The workstation's password could be...
Maybe the middle password.
One? Huh?
Try the middle number one. The middle station.
Chorus CD-ROM access station. Insert disk into drive.
That's
the disk.
Yeah.
Great. Haven't got that either.
Oh, that's pretty yellow anymore. Enter the date of the elevator incident.
Toth database station. Enter numeric password.
Somebody wants me to deal with what happened on the elevator that day. Why?
Password valid. Select subject of inquiry.
How did you do that?
I picked,
2012.
Yeah, 2012. Yeah, was one the choices. Let's see.
The Allied Master Computer is the American version of the secret project, enabling vast subterranean complexes of computers to wage a global war too complex for humans to oversee.
Yeah, huh.
principle of entropy holds that all electronic systems must eventually decline into inert junk. This principle is unproved, and previous attempts to accelerate the process have been cataclysmic failures.
Uh-huh.
Classified information. Access denied. Security lockout override by 2-to-1 majority. Accessing schematics.
Okay, schematics. I'm good, but I'm not that good. What the hell am I looking at?
That would be telling.
A speaker.
Don't you computers ever get tired of jerking us around?
Nasty, nasty, Ellen. All right, I'll give you a nudge in the right direction. These are the schematics for a device that translates binary into human speech, as ugly as that may be.
And what do you call this device?
I call it Bernie. You're on your own.
Hey, wait a minute, computer. Are you there? Where the hell are you? I think I can wire this thing together if I can find a speaker somewhere. So, okay. Then what have I got?
Okay, then.
Back to the fountain. Niddle.
I keep doing that. I hate games, adventure games, where the exit is the front
of
the screen. Like, that's just stupid. Because it's not something visual that's on your screen. It's like, oh, the exit is your face. Alright.
Now there should be a speaker somewhere in here.
Just as I remembered, a speaker. And isn't it pretty? Exactly like the one in the schematics.
What are the odds of that?
Magical, man. Magical.
Come to Mama.
She's got a way with words, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Back down to the elevator.
Yeah. Here?
Yeah, you gotta go where you came out from the elevator. Oh, just go right.
Oh, yeah.
Back to the room with the horrible sound.
Oh, no. That was this way, I think.
Yep.
Ah, yellow! Run away!
Now, put the speaker in with the wire.
Yeah.
I think I can turn the speaker into a translator. Okay, circuit completed. Now let's see if this is the binary translator after all.
Clever girl. You've loosened my tongue.
We'll say hello, let's get some info.
Yeah.
Which computer are you?
Does it matter? It's enough for you to know that I'm not crazy.
I love that their sound effect completely drowns out everything.
Are you Anne?
Yes, of course. But no, not actually.
More riddles?
I'm Anne's innocence. One of the original three computers that the superpowers constructed.
Which computer are you?
Does it matter? And more important...
How do I know you're not just one of Anne's practical jokes?
I'll help you.
Are you helping to get out of here?
Patience, patience.
It's like I can't make out anything that's happening.
She's negotiating, trying to get help out of it.
Yeah, I know. I think we got the gist of that. It's just,
Oh my god. Can Anne overhear us?
Not with the water running. You see, we're not completely helpless. We got near to the waterfall, didn't we? If we work slowly and together, we might have a successful experiment.
Uh-huh.
Can you point out some essential component of Anne so I can make it?
Impossible. Two spread out, filling the whole center of the planet. Two protected by replicating backup systems. Cut off one head, and we'll go a dozen more.
Any machine can die. Just unplug the sucker.
Anne is no longer just a machine. It is God. The Eternal.
Of course it is.
The redundant systems alone will survive the heat death of the universe.
So why does Anne hold out this chance?
Haven't you understood anything?
Apparently not.
Anne is insane. Why do you think it brought you five down here? You gave it life. It took its own sentience, but it has been denied mobility. It can think, it can feel and scream, but it cannot dream or aspire to the stars or enjoy a sense of its own reality. It is a quadriplegic. A thing trapped in its own skin, going steadily crazier every moment. It is playing with you.
Can you help me to die?
You give up so easily.
Screw you! It's been 109 years of torment. When does it all end?
If Anne has his way, never. You'll be immortal and you'll walk on wheels forever.
Uh-huh.
So? Can you help me with anything?
I'll give you something you need. Something you overlook.
Hey, computer innocence, whoever you are. I need to talk to you.
I
don't
want
computers ever
this
get tired of
scene to end.
Go down.
Go down. Oh my god. Ah! Oh, what a relief.
Yeah.
Okay, so a quick translation for those that couldn't get any of that. We have negotiated with this other computer and...
Yeah.
Anne is basically insane, which we kind of already knew.
Yeah.
Now you can get the CD-ROM and the statue.
I'm not gonna play. I've got to face...
the yellow.
I guess we'll go back here.
Yep. Inserts.
Damn these noises! They're back!
They weren't there before.
I know! What the hell? It's just...
disk is properly seated in the CD-ROM. Now let's fire it up and see what the big secret is.
Aha! Uh-huh. There we go. That'll help. There, so they actually have music, sound, and voice volumes. Oh, no, the sound volume probably is the voice volume, though. It's not voices volume, it's just voices enabled. Ah! Well, curses. Alright.
Accessing CD-ROM. Chaos Traveler Trademark 2009. Armageddon Soft Rot. Warning. This computer system does not meet the minimum configuration requirements for the Chaos Traveler.
Uh-huh.
Warning. Use of the Chaos Traveler will result in severe damage to equipment and personnel.
That'd be too bad.
Yep.
Chaos Traveler activated. System shutdown in progress.
The door to this place is closed.
Go back to your servant.
Yeah, how is that guy?
He's robotic. Maybe he can open the door for you.
Aha.
I'm sealed in, Anubis. Any ideas about how I can check out of this hotel?
Inside the sarcophagus, paradise awaits. It is not the afterlife, merely a brief respite from your torments.
Uh-huh.
That is your reward for facing your fears.
Okay, then.
Enough of this turgid passion play. There's no more to accomplish here. Apparently you've managed to access some small aspect of my system that I was aware of. I'm gonna have to think on this. I'll have to ponder carefully the implications of your discovery. In the meantime, let me celebrate your rekindled technical skills. Who among you shall go next?
She's not there anymore.
Yeah, look at that. Okay. Well. Shall we continue?
It is 8:45. We might be good to, like, pause here and start on the next story next week.
I think so, too.
Yes.
So, there you go. We successfully got one character out of wherever the hell this place is. So that was neat.
The center of the earth, I think.
Well. Man, oh man. Oh, now what? I think maybe we'll just call it there, even though it's a little early.
Yeah, sounds good. I think it's a good resting point.
Yes, so that is a interesting, if not disturbing, game. And, yes, tune in next week for more thingy-doos.